You may be sitting, open your Bible to the book of Exodus, chapter 6. Exodus, chapter 6. As Brother Ray said, I'm going to read God's will for you today. If you want to know what God's will is in your life, just open the pages of this book, begin to read what God has said about you. You are who God said you are, and you can possess what God says you can possess. And when God saved you, He brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. We need revelational knowledge, the light of His Word. He brings us out of bondage, then He takes us into the blessings that He has purposed for our lives. Therefore, my subject this morning is possessing your inheritance. We don't want to just hear about what God did once upon a time. We want to know that He is an ever-present God, that He's working in our midst, and that God is working for you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Now, I want you to watch this pattern, because God brings us out of bondage, then He takes us into the blessings that He has purposed for our lives. Watch the pattern in my text, Exodus 6 and 6. God told Moses, listen to this, beautiful. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out. You see that? I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. Verse 7, and I will take you to me for people, and I will be to you a God. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And look at verse 8. And I will bring you in. He said, I brought you out to bring you in. And I will bring you in unto the land concerning that which I did swear to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I will give it you for an inheritance. I am the Lord. The Bible says, if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The blessings of God were on Abraham. Then they came down through the generation to Isaac, then to another generation, and then to Jacob. And since the day of Pentecost, God has been inside of His people. The veil in the temple has been rent in two. You have access. Only the high priest could go into the holiest of holies. But our great high priest, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has passed into the heaven, put His blood on the mercy seat. God ripped that veil in two, says, come on in, you're my child. Come into my presence. I want to bless you. Hallelujah. So that's God's pattern. He brings you out to bring you in. He brings us out of bondage into the blessings He has purposed for our lives. My subject this morning, possessing your inheritance. Lay hold, Paul said, of eternal life, but lay hold of all the promises of God, for they're all yes, and the amen, let it be, it is spoken by us to bring glory to God. Every time you open your mouth and say amen to that promise, you are bringing glory to God the Father because of the work of Jesus Christ on the cross and the Holy Ghost. He comes to give witness to the cross and what Jesus did when He redeemed us. He redeemed us spirit, soul, and body. And God is a miracle working God. And He's here today. So reach out and get your miracle. Let us pray in Jesus' name. Father, we thank You for the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank You for the anointing. Lord, give us a ear to hear what the Spirit would say to the bride of Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we just love You and thank You so much that You spared not Your own Son. You delivered Him up for us all. And the Word declares that You will freely give us all things. So we enter into that secret place where all things are possible. And we thank You for it. And everybody said in Jesus' name, amen. Now, Moses led Israel out of bondage, but it was Joshua who led God's people in. Moses led them out of bondage. Then Joshua steps on the scene, and he led them into victory. And when Joshua stood at the walls of Jericho, when that was the first city they had to conquer, he was standing out there looking at those impregnable walls, and the Christ, the angel of the Lord, appeared to him. That's called a theophany. The angel of the Lord in the Old Testament is the Jesus Himself. Jesus appeared to him. And Joshua said, are you for them or against us? And the angel of the Lord answered back and said, I am the Lord, the captain of the armies of heaven. And literally, he's saying, I didn't come to take sides. I come to take charge. Hallelujah. Don't. Stay on the fence, get all the way into God, and let God take charge of your life. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus wants to do in our lives. He comes to take charge and make us more than conquerors so we can have life and have it more abundantly. God has purposed the more abundant life for each of us. You know, the book of Joshua, it is an example, it's an object lesson of the victories that belong to you and me. So I'm just going to talk out of it this morning. They conquered Canaan, the land of promise. And that land represents the land of victory. The promise meant release for them. Up to this point, they had been a nation of slaves. You remember when you were in sin and darkness, how God came and released you from that bondage? Well, the promised land, it meant release. It meant freedom. It meant they were no longer slaves in bondage. Hallelujah. They've been redeemed. Thank God. The blood of Jesus has freed us from sin, and it no longer has dominion over us, for we are free indeed. The Bible says, knowing this, that the old man of sin is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, for he that is dead is free from sin. Paul says, "Say we sin that grace may abound." He said, God forbid. He said, whoever you yield yourself servant to obey, his servant you are, whether sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. That's why we need to go on in God and take everything he has purposed for our lives. The release, it meant freedom. Thank God for our freedom. But not only did the promised land mean freedom, but it also meant rest for them. Do you ever feel like, I just need to rest? I just need to get in a quiet place and process everything that's going on in my life. I feel like that sometimes. Amen. See, they had been wandering around and around in that desert for 40 years. But now the Bible says they entered the land of rest. Too many Christians, they are living in defeat because they have never fully surrendered their lives to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And they've never gotten to the place to do what God has called them to do. They're caught up in the cares and the pleasures of this world. And they don't know what it is to rest in Christ. God has a purpose for your life. God has a plan for your life. And when you wait on God and let God work it out, he will work everything out to your good. That's the law of Romans 8:28. Look Romans 8:28 and put it up there, brother. Romans 8:28. The Bible says, for we know. See, you can believe some things, but you can know something. Romans 8:28. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Now, if you read that backwards, if you're living according to his purpose and if you're called, then we know that all things work together for the good of those people. That doesn't belong to you unless you have come under the lordship of Jesus Christ. But no matter what obstacle you're facing, no matter how long you've been in that place, God will show up and God will deliver you. God said, no weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Somebody go and praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. See, God's plan for your life is so greater than anything you could ever dream up. I remember when I got saved. I came to the end of myself, and God will get you there. You can wander 40 years if you want to. I've been wandering for 37, but at the time I gave my heart to Jesus. But I tell you what, when that nail-scarred hand touched my life and transformed it, I have never been the same. And I told the Lord, I said, God, I did it my way, but I found out my way hasn't worked. Now I am willing, God, I give you all of me. I totally surrendered my life to the lordship of Jesus Christ. And that's his plan for everybody. Oh, he'll let you wander and wander and wander. But he will also come if you will just submit yourself to them and do great things in your life. We are supposed, church, to rest in Christ. But you will never enter the rest of God until you completely surrender your will to God's will. Not only does the promised land mean release and rest, but it meant refreshment. Hallelujah. That's the refreshings of the Lord that Isaiah talks about later. Up until this time, they had lived on a desert diet. But then they entered the promised land. It meant milk and honey, figs and grapes, pomegranates, corn and wine and all that good stuff. Hallelujah. It meant refreshments. It meant bounty. It meant nourishment. Amen. God wants to feed his people. But first of all, he wants me to feed you and people that are called to preach the word of God. I love what Jeremiah said. He said, thy words were found, and I did eat them. Become an eater of the word of God. Put Jeremiah 15:16 up there, please. Jeremiah 15:16. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts, O Lord of the armies of heaven, the God of hosts. Hallelujah. God's army is fighting for you. Isn't that beautiful? Now, pull up John 15:16, because Jeremiah said, I am chosen of God. God chose me to preach. He said, when I was in my mother's womb, God said, I knew you even before that. And I called you and I chose you to take my word. Now look at John 15:16. God says, Jesus' word, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. You have an ordination from God that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain. Whatsoever you ask of the Father, Jesus said, in my name, he will give it you. See, God wants us to experience the fullness of his presence, like the kind of services we have here at Westmoreland. When God spreads the banquet table and all of heaven comes down and God refreshes our soul. You know, God has a banquet table, and on that table, there's salvation. Hallelujah. There's sanctification and deliverance on that table. There are the miracles of God on the table that God has spread. There's deliverance on that table. You don't have to be a slave to anything. There is prosperity on that table. God has purposed good things for your life. God is a good God. I got a simple theology. God is a good God. The devil's a bad devil, and man must choose whom he will serve. But God, I'm like old Joshua. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, as for me and my house, Jason Page, hallelujah, come on in. We got a seat reserved for you. We will all serve the Lord. Go and praise God that your children are going to serve God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That promise meant refreshments. And then the promised land meant reality. Think about it. Up until this time, they had just heard sermons about Canaan land. And that's all there was. They could see the land now for themselves. They'd heard a lot of sermons. Like we have in a lot of churches, no manifestations of God, no healings, no miracle working power. But we have witnessed, and we have a great crowd of witnesses right here in this church where God has moved. And I'm looking at them. I see people that God has healed them of cancer. I see people that God has delivered from strokes. I see people that God has delivered from back problems, from heart problems, and from all types of disease, sugar, diabetes. I tell you, that's one that man can't reverse. But Sister Clara Jones, God reversed it for her. Had it from 1998 to 2019. But guess what? The doctor gave her a report. It was God's report. You're healed. Hallelujah. Go praise God. Woo! Whose report will you believe? I just choose to believe the report of the Lord. Glory to God. You know, people come and they hear sermons about victorious living, but so many of God's people, they never get the message into the fertile ground of their heart. See, I don't want to just preach good sermons. I'm not even looking a sermon. I've got about 1,400 sermons if I just wanted something to say. I am looking for a message from God that will touch people with the fire of the Holy Ghost, get people into his presence. I don't want to just touch your mind. I want to touch your heart so you can obtain all the promises of God. The Word of God, Hebrews 4:12, I believe. Try that one out. Hebrews 4:12. If it's not right, I'll quote it anyway. The word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of sunder of the soul and spirit. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That word has so much power that your thinking may be wrong, but all of a sudden, whoosh, the sword of the Spirit comes down, splits soul and spirit asunder. And when it does, the Word of God goes right down into the joints and the marrow. If you got arthritis, be healed right now. I send that word right into your joints. Hallelujah. Right into the joints, right into the bone and the marrow. That's the life substance. Hallelujah. And the Word of God is living and powerful. That's the natural life substance. But the Word of God is the living life substance. Go on, praise Him. Hallelujah. I'm preaching the wheel to you this morning. You're blessed. Blessed, blessed. Tell three people, I'm blessed and highly favored of God. Tell them, I'm blessed and highly favored of God. Hallelujah. See, I want my preaching to be more than a sermon. I want it to be with the fire of the Holy Ghost. I want you to experience the reality of victorious living. I want you it to become such a reality in your life that you reach out by faith and experience God's supernatural abundance. I want you to experience the more abundant life. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundant. Shake off those old things. Open your mouth. Lift up a praise. Send up a praise. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I love to praise Him. I love to praise Him. I love to praise His name. I love to praise Him. Sing it. I love to praise His name. I love to praise Him. I love to praise His name. Let me tell you now. I love to praise His holy name. For He's my rock, my sword and my shield. He's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. And He'll never let me down. Ah, my feet on the solid ground. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. I love to praise His name. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. I love to praise His name. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. I love to praise His name. Let me tell you now, sing it. I love to praise His holy name. Shout Jesus three times. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Glory to God. Don't ever underestimate the power of the preached word of God. Don't ever underestimate what your faith in God can do. Don't ever underestimate the power of the blood. Don't ever underestimate the power of the name of Jesus. Don't ever underestimate the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Your God can do anything, and your faith can move any mountains, because with God, all things are possible. And God said, I brought you out of bondage to take you into the promised land, into Cana, and all God's promises belong to you. Not some of them, but all of them. Turn your faith loose. Command that mountain to move. Jesus said, have faith in God, for whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. Go on, praise Him. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, I said praise. Let's stand and take a praise break. Come on. Give the devil a migraine headache. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hachai, komosha, ramokoshaya, redabarishantoroboroshaya. Glory. You're the Most High God. You're a possessor of heaven and earth. Lord, you are a deliverer from every enemy that we face. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise Him all you want to. You can praise Him in the den. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him. Praise God. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. When you inhale, you ought to exhale praise. When you breathe in, you ought to breathe out praise. Because you've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. God gave heaven's best to redeem you. Surrender all to the Lordship of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo. Your God can do anything. Not just some things, but all things. Even that difficulty that you're going through right now. God can solve your family problems. God can deliver that rebellious child. God can heal that loved one that's been sick so long. God can fix your marriage problems. Hallelujah. God can supply that financial need. My God can do all things. Hallelujah. And they that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. You can go and get what's in the promised land by your faith. Glory to God. God specializes in things that are impossible. He's the God of the fat chance. He's the God of the slim chance. He's the God of the last chance. He's the God of no chance. I tell you, God is the God that will give you a chance, and our God can do anything. And God has a miracle with your name on it. I said, God has a miracle with your name on it. This Bible is a practical book, and it tells us how to live life here on earth. God told me when I first got saved, He spoke to me. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. I said, what does that mean? I couldn't go back to sleep. I went all through the Bible, but I couldn't find it. God says, learn my word. He said, it's a guide for earthly living and a roadmap for eternal salvation. Now, I understood the part about heaven because that had been preached to me a long, long time. Heaven, happy home above. Heaven, land of peace and love. Oh, it makes me feel like traveling on. Heaven, eternal. Heaven, supernal. Well, I'm so glad that it's real. Yes, I'm so glad that it's real. Now, heaven's going to be wonderful. Walls of jasper, gates of pearl, streets of pure, transparent gold. We're going to look into the face of Jesus. Hallelujah. But while we're here on this earth, God wants us to possess our inheritance. Hallelujah. The Bible's a practical book, and it tells us how to get to heaven, but how to live life here on earth and live it more abundantly. God said, I want to bring you out of Egypt into Canaan. So what does Canaan represent? Well, it represents your inheritance that you ought to have right here on planet Earth. There's an eternity waiting for all of us. And I thank God for heaven and all the future promises that he's given. But God is also interested in the nasty now. God wants to get you out of Egypt. Out of Egypt represents salvation. Thank God we've been released from the power of darkness. We have been translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. His grace is so rich that you are blessed and highly favored of God. His grace is so rich that God will not withhold any good thing from you. His grace is so rich that you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. His grace is abundant. Where sin did abound, grace does much more abound. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I am blessed and highly favored of God. I am blessed, 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 and highly favored of God. I am who God said I am. I have what God said I have. I can do what God said I can do, and I can do all things through Christ. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. We have been released from the power of darkness. We have been saved, some of us from the guttermost to the uttermost. Hallelujah. God said, I will bring you out of Egypt. Thank God he led me out. I like that old song. We need to look it up. He led me out. He led me out. I'm going to sing it. I'm going to shout. Shackles are broken. My sin stains are gone. Glory, hallelujah. He led me out. He led me out. He led me out. I'm going to sing it. I'm going to shout. Shackles are broken. My sin stains are gone. Glory, hallelujah. He led me out. Shackles, glory. Shackles are broken. My sin stains are gone. Glory, hallelujah. He led me out. Jesus is a chain breaker. Thank God. Go on, praise him, and he broke every chain in your life. Glory to God, and set you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, but be free, 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 because that's God's mandate for you. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God he led me out. He led me out of bondage, and that represents release. He brought me out, and he brought you out to bring us into his rest. What is that problem you're facing today? What is it that seems so gigantic? Something that you just prayed about and prayed about, yet you have not overcome it yet. See, as long as you have your problem, God can't do it. You got to release it. He brought them out, and then he released them. Hallelujah. And God brought you out to release you from the troubles and the sorrows and the things that plagued the world. They went into the promised land. And look what Jesus said in Matthew 11:28. Jesus said, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Come unto me. That's what Jesus is saying. He said, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Verse 29 says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Read the book Take out the wheel. Hallelujah. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And look at that. You shall find rest unto your soul. You don't know what the soul is. It is the mind, the will, and the emotions. It's that thing that jerks you from one way to the other. And the devil says, you'll never get it, you'll never get it, you'll never get it. You got to silence that voice. You can silence that voice by coming to church and getting in a bunch of midst of a bunch of people that are singing and praise God. You can silence that voice by just singing a song. I got a new one we're going to sing if I can put my hand on. I got this thing from camp meeting. And I'm going to get Brother Ricky to find it, get the tuning on. It says, the Lord is great, greatly to be praised. The Lord is great, greatly to be praised. The Lord is great, greatly to be praised. The Lord is greatly to be praised. I'm so glad he saved me and gave me a brand new song. Sanctified, baptized me with the Holy Ghost. That is why I praise him. That's why I sing and shout when I was in sin's prison. The Lord, he brought me out. The Lord is great, greatly to be praised. The Lord is great, greatly to be praised. The Lord is great, greatly to be praised. The Lord is greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. I'm going to sing and I'm going to shout it. I'm going to shout and sing. I'm going to dance in the Spirit and let the heavens ring. I'm full of God's power, his grace and his glory. And I'm so glad I am. The great I am, he touched me. And now I'm heaven bound. Woo! If you don't have words, make them up. Glory to God. Just make it up as you go. I said make it up as you go. But whatever you do, let a shout and a praise come out of your heart. Glory, glory, glory. Hasha, kobo shataya, ramoko shatarama. Praise him in the Holy Ghost. Praise him in the fire. Praise him, hallelujah. God desires your praise. Glory. That problem will disappear in his praise. I said that problem will disappear in his praise. God said, I inhabit the praises of my people. He said, I inhabit them. I will dwell in the midst of my people. And when God comes down, hallelujah, and his presence, everything that's in God is in his presence. We were singing about this morning, Brother Clark. In his presence, there's peace, there's joy, there's abundance forevermore. Woo! Yes, my people, I have redeemed you with the blood of the Lamb. I am your God. I'm in your midst, and I have come to do a great work. Release your faith. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, and great miracles, healings, deliverances will show up in the midst of my church. Glory to God. Go and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, release, rest, and refreshments. Isaiah was talking about the refreshments of the Holy Ghost. Well, what is that? It's sanctification. It's the baptism in the Holy Ghost. It's deliverance. It's prophesying. It's healing the sick. It's casting out devils. It's prosperity. It's the supernatural gifts of God. When we get full of the Spirit of God and get the refreshments of the Holy Ghost, praise God, heaven comes down. And the Spirit of God begins to give witness and manifest what Jesus paid for at the cross. It's fruitfulness. It's fullness. It's abundance. Canaan is that place of power where God is real. Now listen, I said Canaan is that place of power where God is real. Oh, they'd heard sermons. They'd heard a lot of sermons about that promised land. But they're standing on the brink of it. They had to go in if they're going to get the promises of God. See, there are giants in the land. That's why we need the baptism in the Holy Ghost. That's why we need the refreshments of the Spirit. When God brought them out of Egypt, he brought them out by the power of the blood. Woo! That's what he did for us. He brought us out by the power of the blood. And when they went to the edge of the promised land, do you know that these people would not go in? Two men said, we ought to go in. But 10 of them said, don't go in. They looked over there in the promised land and they said, there are giants in the land. See, the devil, he's not going to give up easy. You will have to battle him with the Word of God. Take the battle axe, the Word of God, and beat his brains out if he has any. They said there are walled cities in that land. There are dangers in that land. God said, I've given you the land. But they said, no, we better not go in there. It's dangerous in that land. It's bad. We're not. If we go in there, we'll lose everything. We can't go in there. And that's why many people who are saved, they never get the promises of God. Don't ever fear the devil. He fears you. The Bible says the devil believes and trembles. You have authority. You have power. And God wants you to use it. These people just wandered around in the wilderness. Sometimes we tell people about the baptism in the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, dancing in the Spirit, the supernatural gifts, and they say, the days of miracles are over. The gifts of the Spirit are not for today. Don't go around those fanatics over there at Westmoreland who speak in tongues, who believe in the gifts of the Spirit. Don't get around them. You'll lose your dignity. You'll lose your prestige. You'll lose your reputation. And millions of Christians have stopped right at the edge of Canaan land. But thank God he's raising up a people. They said, I'm going in. I'm going into that land. I'm going to sing it. I'm going to shout. Shackles are broken. My sin stains are gone. Glory, hallelujah. I can go boldly to the throne of grace. Go on and praise him, hallelujah. You see, the church's brightest days are ahead. Amen. I said the church's brightest days are ahead because people are tired of dead religion. I had somebody tell me recently, said, I'm tired of wrestling message in the church. I'm tired of entertainment in the church. I want to hear the word of the living God. I want something that will change me and my situation that will help me. I need a thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. People want the refreshments of the Spirit and the reality and the power of God. They want the supernatural presence, and they're going into the fullness of God, and that's what this church is all about. Invite your neighbors. Invite your friends. Invite the sick. Invite the band, the alcoholics, the whoremongers, the adulterers, those that are shooting up on drugs. Bring them in. If they want to change, Jesus changes things. Whenever Jesus shows up, he changes things. He turned the water into wine. Praise God. That means joy unspeakable. That's full of glory. God is a God that changes things. Hallelujah. The church's brightest days are ahead. You see, God is raising up a people that are not ashamed to praise him, to dance, to sing, twirl like a top, fall out in the floor if the power knocks them there. You don't have to fake this thing, I tell you. When the power of God comes down, if God wants you to fall, you'll fall. I promise you that. Our people are not ashamed of what Jesus gives. Jesus is the one who gives the baptism in the Holy Ghost. John said, I indeed baptize you with water, but there's one mighty that's coming after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. When he shows up, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with power. Well, Jesus never baptized anybody in the Holy Ghost while he was here on this earth. He just didn't. He told the disciples to wait for the promise of the Father. And when he was crucified, he died, he was buried. He rose again. He ascended to the highest point of the universe, put his blood on the mercy seat. I love to think about that blood because that blood declares my victory. That blood declares your victory. Hallelujah. And then Jesus sat down at the right hand of the Father. But just before he sat down, he received the promise of the Holy Ghost. Now, on the day of Pentecost, Peter's preaching. And people, they were mocking and they were making fun and they were doubting things. And they said, what meaneth this? Peter stood up and said, this is that. But look at this right here. Look at the word of God. Acts 2:33. This is Jesus. It's speaking about Jesus. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted and have received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost. Jesus received the promise. He has shared this for. He sent it to his church, which we now see and hear. It was Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, I want you to tarry in that little upper room. Don't you go out until you receive power from on high. He said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And then Jesus sends the Spirit into that little upper room where 120 people were waiting for the fulfillment of this promise. It was Jesus who filled them with the Holy Ghost and made them drunk. When these 120 came out of that upper room on the day of Pentecost, they were drunk in the Spirit. Who did that to them? It was Jesus. Amen. It was Jesus, the head of the church, who filled them with the Holy Ghost and made them drunk. Peter said, they're drunk all right, but they're not drunk like you suppose. They've been down to Joel's place, 228th Street. They've been drinking the new wine of the Holy Ghost. This is that which Joel the prophet prophesied, and it's come to pass. Hallelujah. And they went out and they began to preach Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. They preached Jesus. In the beginning was the Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything that was made. Hallelujah. The writer said He is the brightness of God's glory. This is how they preach Jesus, the expressed image of His person. The Bible says, great are the mysteries of God, unless God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, received up unto glory. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and this is how they preach Jesus. He humbled Himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. That's how they preach Jesus. And they turned that world upside down. They had entered the promised land. They were possessing their inheritance. They had ceased from their own works. And they had entered into the refreshings of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. They ceased from their works. What is it that you are so troubled by today? What is it that you cannot figure out? See, there are some things you cannot do. There are some things that only God can do for you. And I've been to that place many times. You don't have to go dragging through life. Your life can be filled with the supernatural power of God. There can be signs and wonders and miracles in your life if you will dare to believe. I said dare to believe. Dare to believe God to get in. Don't just get out, but praise God, get in. We've come out of Egypt. God has rescued us from the devil's power. But I'm here to tell you, don't stop there. When you get out, you need to get in. Hallelujah. Get into Canaan land. Get into the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Get into the miracle working power of God. The miracles represent the reality of God. I'll say that again. The miracles of God, they represent the reality of God. These people had heard all kinds of sermons about that promised land. They'd come out of bondage. They'd wondered, and they wouldn't go in. But there were some desert babies that were raised up. And those desert babies, every time they'd come out of that tent, they'd pull the flap back and say, Mama, Mama, the cloud's moving. We got to move with it. Mama, the cloud's moving. They didn't know what it was to be in Egypt. They'd never been bound by religious traditions. They never had. They were born in the desert, and they were the people. Two men went in, Joshua and Caleb, into that promised land. The others, they died in their wilderness. Don't die in your wilderness. There is power in the blood. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the Holy Ghost. And the gifts of the Spirit, they're real, and they're for you. Hallelujah. God wants you to know that all the promises are for you. He wants to take us out and take us in. Into what? Into what I'm preaching about. Into our inheritance. Hallelujah. Out of sin into salvation. Out of sickness into good health. Out of fear into peace. Out of drug addiction into freedom. Out of alcoholism into liberty. Out of the clubs, I said, get out of the clubs. Out of the clubs into life that's more abundantly. Come to church. Glory to God. Go and praise the Lord. Woo! Israel had heard sermons about the promised land, but as they stood on the brink of the river, they could see what God had in store for them. They were ready because God was with them in miracle-working power. God told Israel, when I bring you out of that land of Egypt, I want you to go in to the promised land. He said, I want you to go in to the promised land. So it was release, it was rest, it was refreshments, and then it was the reality that we can possess the promises of God. Look at my text once again. Look at this. Exodus 6 and 6. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rid you out of their bondages. I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. Verse 7, I will take you to me for a people. Isn't that beautiful? And I will be to you a God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. Woo! Which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptian. Shackles are broken. Sin stains are gone. Glory, hallelujah. He led me out. Shout it. He led me out. He led me out. I'm going to sing it. I'm going to shout. Hallelujah. Look at verse 8. And I will bring you in unto the land concerning the which I did swear to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob. And I will give it you for an inheritance. I am the Lord. Let me tell you, sometimes all we need to do is let go of our problems and let God. Victory is not your responsibility. Let me say that again. The victory is not your responsibility. The victory is your response to God's ability. It is your response to the Word. Hallelujah. Victory is your response to take you into all that God has promised for you. That is a sameness with God. I read it to you earlier. He told Joshua, as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. And he is with us today to make us more than conquerors. And your inheritance does not depend on your good works, but your inheritance depends on your faith in the finished works of the cross. Is what Jesus did. Hallelujah. There was a man in the Bible who had been bowled over with a spirit of infirmity for 38 years. The devil wants you to think, listen, he wants you to think there's no hope, there's no healing, there's no miracle for your situation. The devil is a liar and the father of lies. Jesus said the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. Then he flips it around and said, I am come. I am come into your life. I am come that you might have life. I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Praise God for the more abundant life. Glory to God. That woman was bowed over with the sickness for 18 years. Look at Luke 13:16. Jesus said, and ought not this woman, being the daughter of Abraham, who Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, shouldn't she be loosed? And it was on the Sabbath. See, this woman was sick. She had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. Listen to me. She was a daughter of Abraham. In other words, she had covenant with God, but she had been bound by the devil for 18 years. The devil wants you to think things will never change. Jesus, a lot of times he would ask people, how long has it been this way? What he wanted to do was to break that spirit of permanency off of their mind. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. You shall find rest unto your soul. Jesus said, woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. And he healed her right there. There is no sickness that is permanent. Listen to me. I said there is no sickness, no disease that is permanent. Nothing is permanent when we turn our faith loose in the Word of God. The man at Bethesda, he'd been there 38 years. He'd been waiting for the angel to come down and trouble the waters. And he'd been there about 38 years by this pool. And the legend goes and the story goes that the angel would come down and trouble the water. And the first one that got into that water was healed. That was the only one that got healed. But Jesus goes down to that pool. Here's that man sitting by the pool, and he looked up. Take an inward look, and then take an upward look. He looked up into the face of Jesus, and Jesus healed him. Hallelujah. 38 years he had been bound. Yeah, and then there was a little boy that Jesus came off the Mount of Transfiguration. And when Jesus came down, a man came to him and said, I brought my boy, my son, to your disciples, and they could not heal him. Jesus said, bring him to me. And he said, how long has it been this way? How long? See, that man had a mindset. You got to get your mind changed with the Word of God, is what I'm saying, renewed. How long has it been this way? He said, bring him to me. And the devil took him, threw him on the ground, foamed at the mouth. Jesus picked him up, healed him, and gave him back to his daddy. God is a good God. Go on, praise the Lord. The Lord is great and greatly to be praised. The devil wants you to think that things are permanent. They will never change. But I've got good news. There is a sameness with God. He is no respect of person. He told Joshua, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. You can put your name in there. As I was with Moses, so shall he be with Teresa. As I was with Moses, so shall he be with Ray. As I was with Moses, so shall he be with Melissa. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with Kathy. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. Praise God. God is for you. God is in you. And God will bring you out into what you have He has purposed for your life. This victory is not your responsibility. Victory is your response to God. Let's stand and praise Him. Hallelujah. Brother Clark.
Away, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, without Him, how lost I would be.
Sing it, church, Jesus.
Jesus.
Talk to Him about what you need. Tell Him, God, I am in your presence. And I have a need that is so far beyond man, but it's not beyond your reach. It's not beyond your ability, Father. And I come for my miracle today. About it. Without Him, I'd surely fail.
Without Him, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail.
You know, a lot of people say, well, when we all get to heaven, we'll be healed. Well, certainly we will. There's no sickness in heaven. And God's will on earth is to be like it is in heaven. So take the limits off of God and say, I come from a miracle. I believe. I believe you can do anything. Any need I have, you can fulfill it, God. And I praise you. I've been released, praise God, entering into what God has promised. The reality of the power of God, the reality of miracles, the reality of signs and wonders, the reality of divine healing, the reality of joy unspeakable that's full of glory, the reality, glory to God, that Jesus brings into a life. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. The altars are open if you have a need. There's a fire burning on this altar. God said the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. This place, the old ashes have been removed. And we've entered in. There's a fire. Come get your miracle from God. Come get it. Come take. Let the fire purge you. Let the fire burn out all that stuff. Glory. Sickness, disease. Sorrow, pain, commanded to go in Jesus' name. I release the miracle working power of God to flow, Lord, to flow in the heart and minds, 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 God. Let your miracle working power flow into minds right now. Lay your hand upon them, Lord. As many as touched him were made whole. As many as he touched were made whole. Lay your hand over there, Sister Melissa, you and Brother Bobby. Lay your hand on your mom. Richardson, she has an ulcer, and I'm going to pray for her right here in front of everybody. The only thing I ask her to do is come back and testify that that ulcer is healed. Are you ready? Say, Jesus, I come for my healing, and I'm going to take it right now. His hands are laid upon me. I praise you that I'm healed. In the name of Jesus, take it. I command that ulcer. Dissipate. Break down, ulcer. Get out of her body. In the name of Jesus. Bow to the name of Jesus, ulcer. Be thou made whole. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
Without him.